What was the milk in? Was it in churn?
In churn, yes. Big churn.
And you sent it to where? Who did it used to go to? Can you remember?
I can't remember.
Some milk board.
You see, milk marketing board started up later, and they used to come round with lorries and collect it when the station packed up.
What was your school like, your first year at school? Can you remember that when you...
Well, that was all right, because I remember Mrs. Farthing used to teach me, because there was an infant school opposite the post office there. That's where we went first. I mean, the girls were separated from the boys when you got, I think, five years old. You went up, and the boys were at Arkansas, and the girls stayed. There were girls' school against the infant school there.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
How old were you when you moved off from the little infant school then?
Well, at 5 years old, you go.
Yeah.
Go up to the big school then.
Robert Arkenstall.
Yes, I remember walking up, and I was very nervous at the time.
Whereabouts in Haddam did you live?
We lived right down Haddam Fen, Brighton Farm.
Which is near where? Whereabouts does that lie in?
Well, it's more or less towards Cottenham, you see.
So how did you get from Cottenham to the school every day? Did you walk?
Not Cottenham. We walked to school back and forth every day. Yeah, we used to take a lunch with us.
How far was that?
I should say 2.5 to 3 miles.
What, each way?
Each way.
So 5 miles a day?
5 miles a day, yes. Yes, and we didn't just take any other time. And we had to go to Sunday School on Sundays. Yes.
Which Sunday school was that?
Only Trinity Church. Mm-hmm. Yes, we had to go there Sundays.
What was the church like in those days? Was it fairly packed?
They was all packed. When I was a young man, about 16 or 17, the Baptist chapel was full, and the Methodist, and the Holy Trinity Church. You see, and that's deteriorated as the years have gone on. There were a lot of young men down Aldworth in that time. Yes, now a friend who was from young men down Aldworth, but they're both...
Passed on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was there any rivalry between children down Hill Row and children in Haddam, or children in Aldworth to people in Haddam? Was there any rivalry at all?
I don't think so. Because Hill Row and, well, there was no school down Aldworth. That school closed just before we came to Haddam, and they all come up to Haddam School.
So there was no animosity, you all got on quite well.
Oh yes, we had our ups and downs, we used to fight and one thing another.
Where did you used to play? Was there a recreation ground? Or
we used to play in the outdoor car park as is now. Because there was houses in front there then. Mm-hmm. Yes, and there was a garden coming back. Even when it does now, you see, it's been altered so much.
Mm. What did you used to do in the evenings when you got home from school? Do you remember what you used to do?
You used to sit and read. And I mean, the toilet, that would be perhaps a chain or so up the garden. And your sisters didn't go to the toilet alone, and you had to go and stand again the door time they went to the toilet. Mm-hmm. Everything like that.
And what was the lighting? Did you have electricity or...?
No electricity. No, we had an oil lamp. It's just an ordinary oil lamp. Mm.
Yeah. And this was just a small farmhouse, was it?
Oh yes, small farmhouse, yes it was. There were three bedrooms, Mum and Dad slept in the main bedroom, and the girls and boys, one each side, two different bedrooms, because mm-hmm. there was no having a room on your own then.
No.
You slept with your brother.
When did you leave school? What age would that be?
14.
And what did you do?
Went straight to work on the land with my dad. Yes.
What about the other two boys? What did they do?
They come too eventually when they, because I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest.
Yeah, and they come for dad. Because he needed us really to help him.
Mm. Yes. Did he pay you wages or...?
Oh yes, he used to give us 1/2 crown a week. Because I'd sent him 1/2 crown a month, but he said, well, I'll have to keep him clothing, you know. He said, it cost me a lot more than 1/2 crown.
And how many years did you work for him?
I worked for him till he retired, and then we took the land over.
By that time, what, the 30 acres had turned into what?
We farmed 250 acres when we finished, but
really?
It was a hard land, most of it. Yeah, 250 acres farmed when we finished farming. Because Dad, he died in 1956, but we was running the farm before he died.
Was that you and your two brothers with you?
Yes, yes.
Are they still alive now, your brothers?
Oh, yes, yes.
Where did they live?
They live in Adnam.
Do they?
Yes.
And you reminisce about old times, do you?
Sometimes, yes, yes, yes.
And in that 250 acres, did you change the varieties of things you grew?
Oh, no.
Did you have more animals or what?
No, well, we fatted bullocks and kept pigs and things like that. You see, and eventually we got from horses two tractors. Eventually, I remember, because we were a long while in a tractor, because my father didn't believe in them. He liked the old horses, yes, but we had a tractor eventually, and then. And it worked round, we finished up, we got a combo in when we finished.
You really?
Mm-hmm.
And you rented the land, what was this, off various landowners? Was all your land all together? Or
no, no. Scattered about the fen. Yes. I had 170 acres off Iron Bowl. Yes. And then we got land of our own. And it mounted up, and we got 250 acres when we finished.
Did you leave land fallow in those days? Was that a practice?
No, not very often. There was no spraying, you know, no chemical spraying. We used to owe it all, and everything was done by hand.
What did you used to do for entertainment when you were on your days off? What did you used to do?
Well, we used to go to the pictures and one thing or another. In the church hall, there used to be one come out, put the screen on the door, and it just come through the wall at the end.
Was it a silent film, or?
Yes, it was silent, yes. I'm not going to say we were all silent, but it was silent.
Who was your wife, and where did you meet her?
She was Doris Beebe, and she came from Duncan's Road, 7 miles the other side of Mark. And my sister out there at service, and they got great friends, and she'd come over and asked for a fortnight's holiday. And I said, oh, I met her, because she was courting a young man at March. And she had a fortnight over here, and I sort of persuaded her, I asked her if she'd come with me. She said, I can't go with two young men at once. She said, I'll let you know. So she went back home, and she sent me a 21st birthday card on my 21st birthday. And I've still got the card she sent me. And she was my wife eventually. I remember the first bus coming to Adnam, Parnell from Streatham. He had a 30-ton-weight lorry. And he used to have seats at the side. And he used to take people to the market.
Did he?
Yes. And then the buses came on, and on a Thursday, the buses used to run from Haddenham every half hour, and they were full and standing.
Every half an hour you got
every
a bus?
Every half an hour you got a bus to Ely Market.
And then back?
And then back. Yes. Yes.
And that was on the Thursday?
On the Thursday.
What was the bus service like during the rest of the week?
Well, that much better is now. You'd see there wasn't no cars about much then.
Now, did you use the railway?
Yes, I went to on Stanton on the railway.
What was the station like in those days? What did it consist of, the little Haddenham station?
Well, see, everything went on there years ago. You used to cart all the corn there, sugar beet and everything. And it was a nice little station. The coal yard was in there too. The coal used to come up there, the coal mine. He used to have a shed in there.
Yeah. Did you have like little sidings where?
Oh yes, there was a siding. There was a dock in there where you got your truck and that was down low, and you see unloading sugar beet. That was a great very good if you can get in there. You haven't got the traumatised.
Was there a waiting room?
Oh, yes, there was a waiting room, yes. And there was a porter there and then a station master.
So, oh, you had some staff there?
Oh, yes, yes.
And they were dressed in all their...
Oh, yes, they were dressed in, you see, all their equipment, and that's what you have.
And would they be very long trains? Can you remember? Did they have many carriages? Or?
Well, they did, because, I mean, they would take everything. They all should come through about 11 o'clock.
Well, that the morning?
That were in the morning, yes. Mm-hmm. You see, all the fruit used to go on rail. There used to be, well, the coal merchant used to bring his coal out and then pick the fruit up when he went back and load it on the rail, because I think there were a fruit train in the afternoon.
Was it just one track?
Just.
There was just the one track?
Just the one.
It wasn't two tracks?
It wasn't two tracks, just one. Yes, that went. Like used to come from Sutton through to Hyden, Woolworth and straight on.
And you could get to St Ives as well?
Oh yes, that comes from St Ives, yeah. Because they used to have a big market at St Ives, you used to go
on
cattle
Monday,
market.
Yeah.
Yes, on a Monday.
Do you think that with the times we have today, the times you had then, which do you think's the best? If we can cut out that people have got money today, what about... What do you think people were like socially, you know, and
sure,
mentally?
Very friendly, because down at Adam Fen, I mean, you can't put anything down there without you lock it up. But at that time of day, everybody were honest. They never used to, you never used to lose anything. If you lost something, somebody had been borrowed it and they'd bring it back.
So you didn't lock your house up? You didn't have a need to lock your house up if you went off for a little
while? We used to lock the house up. They only got one door. Because I remember one night, my wife and I, because my wife and I lived there and then when Dad come up to Adam, I went home and the door opened about that piece and they were talking away inside. And I said, you hold these groceries, Doris, and I'll go and see who's in there. And we'd left the door on the jar and it was a wireless going in there. Yeah.
Well, when you married your wife, what year would that be?
1932.
And where did you live?
I lived down Alders Road then.
You got a house?
Got a little cottage, yes. Yeah. Never went on a honeymoon.
No.
We got married at Coates and I don't know about it. And I remember we went to Ely Market the next day and then...
What time of the year were we talking about? What?
November.
Oh, my goodness.
November the 2nd that I got married. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And you went on your... So instead of a honeymoon, what did your wife do when you got married? Did she have a little job or...?
Oh, yes, she used to help on the land. She was very, very good.
So she was quite hardy then?
Oh, yes. She was a lovely person. I wouldn't wish for anybody any better.
No. How many years were you married?
If she'd lived another 3 months, I'd have been married 60 years.
Really?
Yeah.
And did you have any children?
One daughter.
Where does your daughter live now?
She lives in Haddam.
She does?
Yes.
Oh, so you kept that.
And I've got a granddaughter lived in Hornrith. And I've got a great-grandson, 17 years old. I've got 4 great-grandchildren.
Mm. What about your brothers? I mean, has the Haddock name been kept going on? Do they have any sons?
Oh yes, they both got a son, and one's got a son and a daughter, and they got grandchildren.
Hmm.
Yes.
What did you do for the shops in the village? What?
Well, no trouble shopping. There were scores of shops up here. And Saturday night, they'd be full at 9 o'clock, because you can get drapery, groceries and everything. Yes, and everybody used to go shopping Saturday evening, because there were no going anywhere unless you cycled or walked.
Was the high street fairly packed? Was it busy?
It was busy Saturday evenings, but you see, there were no cars up there. Everybody walked or rode a bicycle.
When did you... See, had them start to expand, you know, when did it start to, all these new houses and all these new people coming? Can you remember roughly when that was?
Well, you see, property went up so much, didn't it? And they built a lot of it. This altered a great deal. Of course, against the water tower there, Orchard Estate, I mean, my father ploughed that field and sowed it with wheat. And then that was planted of orchard and all that, and there was houses built on it. Yes, that was when I was a lad. That would be in the First World War, you see. That belonged to Ted Porter, our landlord.
What happened in the Second World War? How old were you then, Mr. Habit? What happened in the Second World War, and how did that affect the village and you as a farmer?
Well, you see, we all had to join the Home Guard, what didn't get called up in the army, because we were all on, we were reserved occupation, because my brother went and passed A1, the youngest brother, and they wouldn't have him in the army because they were getting so short of food, he had to stop and help to get the food. Because during the war, we had a chap, Contreras, down the fen, he'd come out of a plane in a parachute.
What nationality was he?
He was a Scotchman. Yes, because we'd got a dog, and that dog didn't say anything to that man. He came around our house and knocked at the door, and we let him in, and my wife got him some food, and he said, I can't give you a bit of my parachute because it isn't torn. He said, no, I won't part with any of it.
No. Does that save his life?
But yeah, saved his life, yeah. Because that night, there were so many come down. Because we used to see the planes go over, well, they'd go over in the evening, and then you'd all come back.
Because they used to gather around here, didn't
they? Oh, yes, there were water beach and Meepledrome. You see, we'd got a lot of planes here. And there were searchlights all up around here. There were searchlights on North Hill.
Was it difficult to get your seed during the war? I mean, how did you manage then? Was there like a Ministry of Foods that made sure you had all the seed and...
Yeah, that's it. The seed, yes, no problem getting seed corn.
Was there any problems with pilfering? Did you lose any?
No, we never lost anything.
No, even though people, well, I mean, probably not around here because they had the gardens and things.
No, we didn't lose anything. We lost more than the last couple of years of farming because you got your tractors and somebody go and get the batteries off your tractors because it was down in the fen. And,
you know, you can't leave stuff nowadays, can you?
We can't leave anything anywhere. I don't know whether there's any honest people about.
We've got a meeting one, that's why I've got nothing. what was I going to say?
You've got good health, and that's the main thing.
Well, that is the main thing. Well, I've got moderate health. I should probably start smoking a bit more.
I stopped smoking in 1947.
Did you? What made you stop?
Well, they went up double, because they was 11% for 20. They went up double, and I thought, I keep smoking, I'm getting all the pleasure. And we saved that money and bought a little motor car.
Yeah.
My wife and I cost £110, a little Austin 7. Yes, we had great pleasure.
Can you remember the first holiday you can afford? You could afford, can you remember that?
Well, we used to have a holiday in July. After we were married, we used to go for a week with a brother-in-law, just before harvest.
Mm-hmm. Where would you go?
Well, I went to Wales, and up as far as Gretna Green. And remember once we went on a holiday, the four of us had, yes, it'd be Doris's sister and her husband, brother-in-law and myself, and we stood looking in the window when we were down there, and the dog come and use my wife's leg for a lamppost.
She wasn't very pleased. What did she think of Haddenham and Haddenham people? Did she mix in well?
Oh, yes. We did. We all used to help one another. Especially down at Haddenham Fen. If you wanted any help, anyone would help. Sounds of Freemans and all them. We all worked together.
Yeah.
We did.
Where would you socialise? Were there church Socials and things like
that? Oh, yeah, because then Haddon Feast, that was a big day.
What happened on Haddon Feast Day?
Well, they were collecting for... They also collect for Haddon Brookes Hospital, because that was just on the verge of starting, really, a very small then. And you see, they used to collect... They used to have, people used to give things, and they used to have a sale on the recreation ground, and the money used to go to the hospital. Yes, they used to get £400 or £500 during the feast.
What would happen in the feast? What went on?
I don't know, all sorts of things. Well, you see, that used to be stationed on the green.
Yeah, yes. I mean, did they have stalls?
Stalls, yes.
Races for the kids? And
that's it, and roundabouts, and the Rock King and everything used to come up there.
Used to come, Charles Reynolds.
Charles Reynolds.
That shows how old I am.
Well, you see, they used to have a parade on the Tuesday. That used to be all the horses and carts up. Yeah, on the Tuesday.
Hmm. Do you think you had to be tougher in those days? In yourself?
I shouldn't be surprised.
No central heating.
Well, I remember we used to sit round the fire. There was no central heating or anything. You'd sit round the coal fire. Switching the electric on. I remember I lived down low way in a little cottage. When they took electric down there, and that was on when I went home, and I switched everything on that was in the...
Did you? That was great. That was a great thing, wasn't it?
That was a great thing. Well, you see, that the water come to Adam, and they had big problems over that, because nobody wanted it.
Why was that?
Well, there's plenty of water in this hill. Mm-hmm. You don't go to many areas in this village where I haven't got a well. And there's springs in this hill, there's no end of water in this hill.
And so you've got that free, and you're going to have to pay for
it? You just get it free, yeah. Mm. Well, you see, us children, we never had... We were brought on water what come off the buildings. We got a 2,000-gallon tank to the end of the buildings with a lid on, and... Mind you, we all used to boil that water, but that's all we had. Soft.
What about the water that came out of the wells? What did that taste like?
That water was all right. It tasted a little stronger than this. Yes, but that water was all right.
Mm. When you went to school, what did you have? Did you write on slate, or is that a bit too early?
Oh, that's a bit too early. Never wrote on a slate.
You had paper and pencils.
Yes, we used to have ink well and a pen. Yes, and the seats what was sat in, they were all oak. There was a piece at the front, and the piece you sit on it were all oak, and the ink wells blown here. Because one of the lads, the old monitor, he used to fill these ink wells up certain times. Mm-hmm.
Were the teachers severe, or were they fair? What would you say?
I should say Mr. Miles was a very fair mind, because Old Mr. Marr taught me, and the young one, yes, he was a very fair mind. Yes, if we did anything wrong, we got the cane, and if you went home and told your dad and mum, they'd say, well, you deserved it, you better have another one now. There was nothing like the rest of the day, because I think that's where the trouble starts.
Mm-hmm.
There's no discipline at all. I mean, you get these little lads, they sort of laugh in your face, and that's... Mm-hmm. Yes, but we wouldn't think about doing that.
Well, it's respect.
Oh, yes, because, I mean, we hadn't got a lot of money, but we was happy, and I know we all should say grace before we had our meal. But I don't think you'd get that today.
I'm sure you wouldn't.
and you'd sit and not talk. If you've got three sisters and two brothers, if you don't eat what you've got, somebody else will eat it for you.
There was no waste in those days, someone once told me.
No, they never used to waste anything. Well, you see, there was no flower garden. The garden was used to grow vegetables to live on. That's where you got your vegetables out from. Mm. Yeah.
It's like an uncle once said to me, I mean, you go to gardens and you're talking to flowers and everything, you can't eat flowers. And he used to say, he used to write in the newspaper, his name was Noel Carney.
Mm-hmm.
He used to write, "Eye on the Farm." And he used to say, people who are interested in horses, or today, they're interested in the front part. Not interested in the back part, the part that does all the work. And that's very true, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And they look at the horse and look at his ears and the lovely face and everything, but it's the back part, the back side of the horse they should be interested in.
Well, whatever should be done there at the horse.
Hmm.
I mean, those horses, they knew you.
Was your father reluctant to let them go? I mean, was there always the...
He was reluctant to let them go because he didn't think the tractor would do the work as well as... But it did eventually.
What were his thoughts on keeping at night in cold weather? Did he stable them?
Oh, yes, we stabled them. And you see,
I hate to see a horse out in a field, you see.
You do?
I do. I don't think you think...
Well, the horses and bullocks we used to keep, I could look out a little window in the end of the house and see them all. And they were all littered down with clean straw every night. And they laid there and they'd be snoring away. They'd be as comfortable as anything. Could keep pigs? Yes.
You used to kill them and then they'd last you about 3 or 4 months, didn't
they? Well, we used to have George Gaten used to come and kill a pig and then you'd salt it down and make hams, pork cheeses and sausages. That'd be lovely.
You lived well.
That's one thing we did. We lived well. We used to work hard, but we lived well.
Mm.
And when I say work hard, we did work hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody in Haddam, you can go where you like. They're not going to work for Haddock because they work you too hard. But if anybody come to work for us, they never left us because we never sent a man to do what we shouldn't do ourselves. We always helped him to do a rough job.
Mm.
You see, some people, if you've got a rough job, you'd send a man work for you to do it. And yes, because Freeman's, they was very good neighbours. Years ago, I'm going on to riddling potatoes now, they used to do that by hand.
Mm.
You have one ladle, and then they used to have a little stand with this riddle on. And they used to go in underweight bags. We used to live underweight. It's not 4 stone as they do today.
It's like concrete. Underweight cement bags, you know about it.
Well, you see, a coon sack, the different varieties you put in it, you got more weight.
Mm.
You have a coon sack that size, and you used to fill it. You see, you couldn't get about 16 stone of barley in it. When you come to wheat, you can get 18 stone. And beans, you can get 19. And if you went on clover seed, you can get 24 stone in it.
Mm. Did you ever have any problems with the fen blow?
Yes.
Because we don't seem to get it so badly now, do we? Or what do you think? I mean, you should know better than I.
Oh, I don't know, because I used to blow the little sugar beet. I used to take all the leaves and that off. Yes, that did. I remember one, just before harvest, we got a piece of beans. And there come a thunderstorm, and it hailed, and it cut those beans off just half the height, cut them all down. And it cut all the leaves off the sugar beet and mangles and everything.
Did you have subsidies in those days? No. How did you start again? That was your bad luck. Act of God.
Act of God, yes. Oh, no. You see, they didn't pay a stamp card.
No.
I started, my dad was farming, because he wouldn't pay a stamp card. That used to cost 6 pence a week. And you see, when he died, my mother couldn't get old age pension.
You look back on your life, and it was hard, obviously. You get ups and you get downs, you get highs, you get lows. If you had your time again, would you go for it? What would you change? When you think Joe Haddock went wrong, what would Joe Haddock like to do if he said, well...
There's one thing I had that what I missed. I might have bought 170 acres of land off R.N. Barwell. He offered me that land for 70 pounds an acre. And that's where I missed it. Mm-hmm. You see, if I'd have bought that, because land, well, when I give up, I only made £600 of mine, but there was some made nearly £1,000 an acre then and more. And that one thing I should have done, I should have borrowed money and bought that land. Mm. But I wouldn't want any different wife to what I had. No.
When did she die? When did your wife die?
It'll be 5 years on February. Because when we were first married, I got annoyed with her. And when I finished, she looked at me and she said, "Do you feel better now, Joe?" And then I put me down there. Because I had 6 years with that woman, and I don't think I ever see her cross.
No. But you're only human, Joe. I mean, we've all got our own frailties and things.
Oh, yes. Do you know, she was a wonderful woman. Mm. Lovely.
And she used to help you on the land as well.
Oh, yeah. She used to go beat England. She used to go beat England with her baby in a pram, and she used to put the pram there and then single 4 or 6 rows around it and then push it up the field again. Single again. Mm. 22 chains you used to do for a shilling.
And so when it came to retirement, when did you retire? How old were you?
65.
Were you reluctant to retire or?
Well, if I'd have been on my own, you see, I was my brothers and they were getting things, I was having problems with them. And I couldn't get them to actually, you know, do what I wanted them to. And
right. So you were pleased in a way?
Yes.
But sad in another?
Oh, yes, because I've been retired now. I'm 85 and I retired when I was 65, so I've been retired 20 years. That'll be 21 come next February. Yes, but you see, all with my brothers, and I never did have any more money in them, and I was doing all the business side, because George Cummings used to say, you should have £20 a week more than them, Joe, for what you were doing. Mm. But I never did. I never had any more than they did. And you see, when I finished up, I was oldest, I was 65, and they had the chance another year or two to earn big money. Yes.
But did they?
Oh, yes. My youngest brother, he drove a drag line, used to do the dishes and that all out on the Adam Level Drainage Board. Yes. And Brother Johnny went garden for the Bishop of Ely. Yes.
So you gave the farm up, but they kept working because they were younger than you. But you actually gave the farm up?
Gave the farm up altogether, all of us. Mm. You see, and we divided it up in three, the money we got, and yes.
When did you then move house? When did you move your house? Because you don't live...
No, I didn't move house then, but I had a bad back. I had calcium deficiency, and I couldn't get upstairs very well, but we moved into a bungalow. Yes, and that's 17 years ago.
What do you do now to keep yourself active?
I go gardening.
Do you?
Yes.
So your back mustn't be that bad then?
I'm not in the hill, because I went to the RF hospital and they gave me a course of tablets. They wasn't no bigger than shot at the cartridge, and I had 7 of those, and they more or less cured that. Mm. And I was talking to one of those surgeons, I met him in Ely High Street, and they thought that was remarkable what them tablets done for me.
Medical history. Now,
Boreo Bloshy Allsop, and they used to, well, years ago, old people used to stand on Adam Top Corner, didn't they?
And still
and
do now,
talk,
yeah.
And all they used to do, because when I was first married, there was him and Pippi Watts, they used to go home singing drunk when I was first married down Aldridge Road. Yeah.
But regularly?
Yeah, it was regularly, yes, more or less, because I remember he stood on Adam top corner. I heard him once, and yeah, and there an old lady lived there, and she'd got a lot of children. I forget what her name was, but he said to her when she went boy, he said, "Will you save me a bucket the next litter?" You see, and when we went to school, there used to be old Polo lived on that corner where they got. Polo, she used to make rock balls.
Yeah, what are they?
Them little peppermint sweets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We used to go and have a penny for those when we went to school. And we always used to go play them on, you.
What was that?
We used to go and get a penny here and a penny there on play them on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I've heard of that before. Yeah,
yeah, Ernest Tebbit used to keep a top shop. He always used to give us orange that day. Every boy what went in there. Well, the girls used to go masquerading with their dolls, and we used to get a penny too, and then we used to go and buy a packet of Woodbine for tuppence and smoke these and make ourselves ill.
You've seen some changes, though, Joe, haven't you, in your backyard years?
It never changed. Can't do, can it?
No. I mean, when you think that you started off with an oil lamp in the...
Well, we used to go about the yard, we'd got an oil lantern, and you really had to strike a match to see if the light or not, because the glass would be all smoked up. And I'd just show you a place to walk, because I'm... Or she'd go and have a look around at night and see if everything's all right. Yes. When we used to have the threshing tackle come, that used to take them one day to get down and set the tackle. Because they used to have to go right around the Petrus, there were no hard road, and they'd have to rope that Drummond elevator, all that piece. That used to take most of the day to get set. Ready for the next morning. Mm-hmm. You see, you're going to have that set ready for the morning to start at 7 o'clock. And I remember one day we started at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I was taking corn off the drum, and at night at 4 o'clock I took 170 18 stones of corn off that drum.
Really? God.
Yes, yeah, we thrashed more than 20 corn an hour right through the day.
Was there a lot of wet and slob? Did you suffer from wet and slob in those days?
Well, wet and slob. No. We didn't know any different, because I've seen the horses, they bags on the four gears start getting flashing up, and they used to walk through like Yorkshire pudding up from the fan, and you'd have a job to get up there, because down the drove there was a path down the side where people used to walk, but as for riding a bike up that drove, you couldn't, not in the winter time.
Did your machinery used to get bogged down? Your old carts and things, wouldn't
they? Oh, yes, you'd see them, yes, because they used to get so ruts and that, yeah. You see, and everything used to be done harvest time with horse and carts, you see, and you'd see, if there come a rain, when they'd all got them loaded down the fen, they'd have a job to get out the fen, and they'd have to sort of borrow front horse to help me out with it at the fen. Dr. Arrow used to live where the paper shop is. Because he made a fortune out of that pump at the back.
What pump was that then?
There's a pump in the back there, because at the back there, there's buildings like that. There's a pump in that corner. And you see, there were no tablets then. You had your medicine in liquid form. And he operated on... He took my sister's tonsils out, and I know she'd had a glass of milk in the morning, and that all come out, and that nearly killed her, but she'd come round. Because my mother was midwife in this village. She used to go round.
Did she?
She used to go round a lot of these young people about here now. My mother was there when they were born. Mm. Hello, here comes the lady with her.
Are you taping?
No, you can come in.
Oh, I can come in.
We are taping.
Thank you very much.
Well, may I thank you, Mr. Haddock? It's been a lovely. We have to spend an hour. We've got an hour down. May you go on and enjoy retirement for much longer.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and thank you very much for doing this panel.
This has been a Lanehead Services production and was edited at Lanehead Studios, Haddenham, Cambridgeshire.